It's a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. For a free airflow analysis for your home or business, visit Amnesty.com. Now, here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Chuck, tis the season, right? It's the time where all the windows are going to be closed, and people are going to be breathing nothing in their house but what is brought in from the outside and then regenerated through the house.
Through the duct system.
Through the duct system.
Everybody take a real deep breath, hold it, and ask yourself what you just put into your own lungs.
Good question.
We're going to answer that question.
When you sit at your living room and that bright ray of sunshine comes through the window and you see all those dust particles moving through, that's what you're breathing. And for the rest of this hour, we're going to have Steve Dickinson with Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation to tell you how they can help your home and make sure everyone is breathing clean air and while making your home much more energy efficient. Stick around for the next hour of the Inside Outside Guys, featuring our good friends from Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. We have Steve Dickinson, one of the owners here that you've come to know and hopefully trust as much as we do. Steve, thanks for being here.
Well, I hope everyone trusts me.
Well, we all hope that, right?
After as long as we've known you, Steve, you know that we do. And I tell you, anyone that's ever heard one of these shows with Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning needs to stick around and listen, because every time we sit down with you, Steve, you have something new to tell us. Usually it's one thing. Today you have a bunch of new things to tell us, things that can really benefit our listeners with your product. And what we really want to start off talking about is Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and the company. Steve, you've built such a beautiful, beautiful company here. Talk about it for a second.
Well, you know, the thing about trust, and you brought that up earlier, is just doing what you say. And that's what everything with the company started on. There was a study done by Stanford that 70% of the people that have home service done are dissatisfied with the work afterwards and dissatisfied with the company. So we came into the market with the idea that we need to do what we say and have people trust us. And that's what the company got started and founded on.
What a concept.
It's just simple stuff here. I mean, crazy. It's just simple stuff. Just do what you say. And we wanted to do things better. We always wanted to improve, do things better, and be the best. So that started with employees, hiring the best. Equipment, having the best. Training, always training. We have a training facility on site. We have weekly meetings where we discuss not just what went well, but what didn't go great. How can we be better? And we started the company with just air duct cleaning and to be the best. And it comes down to our facilities. When we revamp our facilities, what would the best air duct cleaning company look like? So we use that philosophy when we're purchasing, when we are hiring, and our core values. Our core values is no drama. No one wants someone in their house that is going to come in and create drama. We just come in and do what we say.
I respect.
Do it right. Attitude. Have a great attitude. Do your best. These are simple things that, obviously, with the study I talked about, 70% of the people that have service done are dissatisfied. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
It doesn't need to be that way.
Well, your meetings are encouraging. When you guys all get together, you encourage each other.
We have a company-wide meeting tomorrow. There's going to be over 100 people, and they are going to be sitting around, and we talk about the life of the company. We talk about the direction of the company, how we've done. These are things that most people don't talk about. Employees don't know what's going on in the company, and we want to be transparent with everyone that this is who we are, this is where we're going, and this is where we're succeeding, and this is where we need to work on.
Where do you have those meetings now? I mean, this is a relatively new facility for you guys. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, we do a lot of cramming. But there's something to be said about getting everyone in the same spot, and we do that. We have a Christmas party every year, and we get everyone together, and we celebrate the year, and we have quarterly meetings where we talk about the state of the company and the direction of where we're going, and it's it's really good. It's
You're
really
expanding in Michigan.
We are. We just acquired and purchased a business up in Burton, and that's just south of Flint. What that does, what's so exciting about it, is that it increases our reach that we're able to really do mid-Michigan. So we're mid-Michigan and beyond, and we can come to the area with our energy services for the home and business, with insulation, with AeroSeal, with dryer vent cleaning, and then the duct cleaning, and help out a lot of people. That's the fun part.
Yeah, and you've been recognized. I mean, someone everybody has heard of, Consumers Energy, recognizes Amnesty and their professionalism and the services.
Yeah, we've been really blessed and honored to be part of some programs that help out some people in the state, and Consumers uses us for a lot of different programs to go insulate homes and clean some ductwork, and it's not just Consumers. We do all the hospitals, we do a lot of the school districts, and then never forget about all the thousands and thousands of houses that we clean a year too. So it's really fun. It's exciting. And what's the most fun is seeing the employees and seeing the people at Amnesty, because they're the fabric of the company.
Yeah.
Seeing them succeed, seeing them grow, coming in and learning a trade, and then seeing them buy their first car, their first house, getting married, have kids. That's awesome. That's
fun. You're smiling as you say that.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's awesome, because we're all in this together. We're all going to die.
Right.
You know, we're all in this together. So let's just do something great and treat people right.
Try to make a difference.
Yeah, and we have a products that do exactly that. You know, we save people money, we make them comfortable, and we can help them breathe better.
Talk about your products and services.
Yeah, so the air duct cleaning side is really where we started. So that's where our focus was for a long time. Kind of self-explanatory in my mind, but maybe not to others, it's what you breathe in your house. It's going through your duct system. So you get 30, 40 pounds of dirt and debris, dead skin cells, dander. That's what you're breathing. So you just shut up your windows, you're in your house for the wintertime, you're breathing some nasty stuff. Even if you're moving into a brand new house, you're breathing the construction debris.
Almost especially if you're moving to a brand new house. We could all say that.
That's the misconception. Is people are, I haven't lived here that long. And they're used to the ads out there where they see this carpet-like duct system that has, it's old and it looks nasty, and it is. But they're not used to what a new build looks like. And that is, it looks like a winter storm in the duct system, because it's the drywall.
Cigarette butts, drywall.
Cigarette butts, yeah. My buddy that moved in a brand new house, and it was the nursery or soon-to-be nursery for his kid, and go down to the vent, and he was one of those guys that, I don't need to get it done, and pull out like 25 cigarette butts.
Yeah.
Construction.
It's unbelievable,
workers.
Isn't it?
It really is. You know, sandwich bags.
Fast food wrapper. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
there's some nasty stuff.
I mean, they're contractors.
There.
They're trying to get a job done, and unfortunately, that kind of stuff happens.
But yeah.
Our main thing we want to tell people, if you live in a newer house, don't assume you don't need to get your ducts clean, because you most likely definitely do.
That is. And everyone has a different trigger for their allergies and asthma, too. Some people, it is the drywall dust. For me, that's what it is. I can go in an old home and it doesn't bother me. But the new construction is really what bothers me the most.
Interesting.
So we can get in there, clean it all, have their system run nice and efficient, and have it pump through the duct system across clean metal and come out clean. That's what you want to be breathing, clean stuff.
Makes perfect
sense. I love
that. And Amnesty's coverage area, where you guys go, let's say Southeast Michigan for sure, and you're starting to go over to Lansing area and actually north of Saginaw as well.
Yeah, we're Bay City, Saginaw, Flint, Lansing, Detroit, down to Monroe, east side. We're really, our coverage area is really expanded, and the exciting thing is that we can offer what I'm really proud of is the great Amnesty service to the customers.
And there are millions of homes in that area you just described, and 90% of them need your services. You know what? You guys have done a wonderful job, and to whom much is given, much is expected, and you guys do a great job of giving back, and we're going to talk about that. Obviously, we're getting into the holiday season, and we'll talk about some of the giving back that Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning does when we get back. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys, featuring our good friends Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. For a free airflow analysis for your home or business, visit amnesty.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We are blessed to have Steve Dickinson, one of the owners of Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation, with us. And Ken alluded, Steve, before we went to break, about the fact that you guys are not only a great business, but a great citizen. And you've got some special things that this time of year kind of inspires you to do. You want to talk a little bit about what Amnesty does for Breast Cancer Awareness Month and maybe your Toys for Tots involvement?
Yeah. Let's start with, because we're in October here, we always do a pink out. I know a lot of companies do, but we take it a little bit further. We do a portion of our profit. It goes back to the breast cancer research here. And who doesn't know someone that has had breast cancer? That's the question. And you would think that a bunch of guys wouldn't want to wear pink, but it's the opposite. Our guys are really proud to wear pink because they know that they are giving back, and they know that they're going out, and for every job, a portion of what they just did goes back to research.
So do you have your people wearing some pink gear?
Oh, they have pink hats, we have pink pens, we have pink shoe covers, pink shirts, and
cool.
And they're really proud of it, and I am too, because it's not just talking about it, which a lot of the things in our society, people just talk, but there's no action. This is talking about it, wearing the pink, and then giving back money so that we can try to help push the research further.
And it is so important because the research evolves every day. It's just, you said it, who doesn't know someone that's been affected by breast cancer? Who doesn't know someone that they've lost, a friend, a loved one from breast cancer, that if it would have been now compared to 10 years ago, they would have survived? I mean, it's amazing what they're doing.
It's, I hope there's a time when we're not talking about this anymore.
Absolutely.
And exactly. It's frustrating that we're still talking about a lot of this stuff. We need to put an end to this, and we need to get past it. And the way to do that is through research and funding. And it's not just talking. It's not just saying, hey, pink out in October. It's let's get some money and get some research done so that we can end this. No one needs to continue to die from this. It's crazy.
Good for you guys.
Yes.
That's so impressive. And it's neat to get buy-in from your people.
Oh, they love it. They love it. They love it. They get really passionate, too, and, all the way down to the shoe covers.
Now, let's talk about the kids. You also want to help out the kids, correct?
Yeah. This is another thing. I grew up fortunate. I have three older sisters, and I had Christmases. And
yeah.
It's I'm not naive to know that I was very lucky. There are a lot of kids that do not have Christmases. And how can you have them go to school and have other children talk about Santa coming or what they got, and this kid going home and knowing that they're not going to have a Christmas?
Yeah.
So we're very involved with Toys for Tots. And Toys for Tots just gives back to the community, gives back to these kids. They're not curing cancer, but they are helping a kid's life and helping their emotional state and how they grow up.
And that's
very passionate, very passionate thing for me. So we're very involved with that here at the company. We have all the employees at our Christmas party. They bring a toy for the drive, and then we're a drop-off station, and we work with all of our customers and our contractors to generate more toys and get as many toys as we can to the kids.
How do people participate?
Well, we have a drop-off center here. Okay. Some people donate money, and we
100% goes to
100%,
charity.
Yeah, 100% goes.
I knew that.
Yeah, it's just getting involved, and that's something that I wasn't always great at, and did a lot. Like I said, with breast cancer, a lot of people do the talking, and I was one of those people that did the talking. You want to get involved, and you don't know how to get involved.
Yeah,
and so I've been very fortunate here with Amnesty to have the vehicle to be able to do that, and be able to invest a lot of my time instead of just talking. It's now getting involved and making a difference and making a change, because it's hard to find something to get involved in.
Be passionate about.
You get passionate about it. And then once you get into it, you can roll with it. And
something you trust, too. I think people are reluctant because they don't know.
That's the big thing. There's a lot of great charities out there.
Yeah.
But there's also some that don't, the money doesn't always make it back to what the purpose of what you think your money's going towards. So
a lot of people, I think, are afraid to donate because they don't want to give their name. They don't want to get their address because they're afraid they're going to be bothered for or hounded for that charity from now on. But this isn't a time where they can come and just give money.
Yeah.
Just give toys. They don't have to leave anything else.
You can just drop off a check, cash. You can drop off off a toy, you go to the dollar store. You know, we're talking a dollar. Well, I guess it's now $1.25. They raised it, right? But you go to the store and get something small.
That's so true. The kids just want something to open. And the more they open, the happier they're going to be.
Next time you're walking through Target or Walmart, wherever you shop, there's always something that is really cheap that can actually put a smile on a kid's face. And you have the opportunity to do that. So,
and our suggestion would be for the parents out there listening, when you do this, take your children with you. It's a life lesson that they'll never forget.
Oh. So what can a business do that's hearing this and wants to participate? A small business, they're not even the size of Amnesty yet, but they'd like to be a piece of this. What can they do?
Well, it's pretty simple because the Toys for Tots specifically makes it very easy. You can contact them. You can be a drop-off center. Or you just collect the toys and have your employees, have whoever, your network of people, and you can research online where the drop-off centers are. And you can be that person that is the liaison for a group of people to collect the toys and take it to somewhere that will get it to the kids.
So it doesn't have to be complicated.
No, this doesn't need to be complicated. And kudos to the people that are involved on the nitty-gritty of Toys for Tots. It's all volunteers.
Well, you mentioned checks, cash. There's so many ways to give. Uh-huh. ToysForTots.org. ToysForTots.org. Go there. There'll be information there. Only takes a minute to help out these kids and make their Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really changing. It's just a morning, but it's more than a morning when they don't have something. It really carries on to that year and their who they are as a person, how they grow up. You know, it's something simple. Something simple. We're not curing cancer here, but we're really helping the kids that are local and they're around us. This is a local thing.
Yeah, last year in our area, they had 269 families and 689 children that they helped. That's phenomenal.
Yeah. It is phenomenal. I love it. So are there start and end dates for this?
The start is coming up here at November 1st. And the end date is, it's really close to Christmas, but they need to be able to have the time to be able to get this stuff out. So just don't wait to the last minute. You know, if you're out and about, if you're doing any Black Friday shopping, you know, let's get some stuff for these kids.
So they can drop it off here at this location, plus your Burton location as well, I assume,
they can.
Right?
Yeah, they can go to Burton or they can come right here to Novi. We're right next to the hospital. So very easy to get in, easy to get out, and the toys get right to a kid.
And if anyone knows the Burton area, it's right by the Rockies, Rockies Outdoors, right?
That is.
Where your location is over there.
Can't miss our bright green sign. Bright green sign. Let's make a change.
Got to drive by there and look at it. I like that. So, you know, one of the things that we had chatted about, we get questions all the time from our listeners about duct cleaning. Somebody showed up with a hand vacuum. Somebody showed up with a shop vac.
Oh, goodness, yes.
You know, so maybe we should spend a little bit of time doing some FAQs with Steve. I mean, if he doesn't know, who does, right?
Oh, sweet Jesus. I got all kinds of stories for you.
You know what? And we've seen it. I remember we met you, well over a decade ago, the stories you had back then. I can't imagine the stuff that your people have seen now. So we're going to talk about that when we get back from break. Real quick, Steve, give out your contact information if people want to get a hold of Amnesty Air Duct Clean.
Well, you can just go right to our website. It's amnesty.com. There's all kinds of information, videos. They can request
videos
a quote. Right on there.
They are.
They can get a lot of information right on there. They can text right through our website to us.
And the videos represent work you actually do and have done. So
it is.
It's worth it.
There's a big difference, not to go too deep into this, but someone that has a website that is all stock photos compared to someone that it is their equipment, their employees, and you get to see what you're going to hire. And all of our stuff on there is us. It's our videos. It's our employees. It's our service. It's our passion that we deliver to you.
Your website is awesome. Hey, everyone, stick around for more with Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation only on AM 760 WJR.
Everybody, we do appreciate you sharing this hour with us and Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation, and of course Steve Dickinson, one of the owners. If Steve says it, it's got to be true, right, Steve?
That's right. I stand behind it.
I love that. So, frequently asked questions. Jeez, we need about 3 hours for this.
I mean, I have my own.
Go ahead.
AeroSeal, I saw you guys do it live at a home a couple years ago, and I remember walking away thinking, this product is going to be mandated. This product is going to be in the code someday, because to me, it revolutionized the home energy efficiency industry. Not so much, you know, you before, Chuck, when they used to do the energy audits, did they touch the air ducts like this in the energy audits?
Taping.
Exactly. Taping. And people understand, foil when tape. A house is built, your air duct system is crimped together. And anything that is crimped is never going to be airtight.
Nope.
Unless they get the AeroSeal product, which we've heard so many people who've got it just rave about it.
Well, we're in a unique area here in the country. Down south, they use a lot of flex ducting. They use a lot of fiberboard. It's a completely different duct system.
Yes, they are.
And they have a central plenum that they run all the ducts to in other areas. Here we have ductwork that was, well, it was metal that was flat. And like you said, you know, you're crimping stuff together and you have a lot of leakage.
Very inefficient shape even, you know, the rectangular.
No, everything about it is inefficient.
Everything about it.
But we're in an area, the Midwest area here, this is what we have. We have a lot of basements. We have a lot of crawl spaces and they all use the same stuff. And it has leaky ductwork. Real simple. People are spending a lot of money for high-efficient furnaces and air conditioners. They're getting 97, 98, 99 efficient stuff. These appliances were rated efficiency-wise in a lab without ductwork attached to it.
Of course.
Now, when you attach this ductwork to it, you spend a ton of money for this high-efficient, and you can have a duct system that is 90% inefficient.
And 90% inefficient.
And so you're hooking it up, and you're just blowing smoke to yourself that you are saving money. And,
Steve, what about the argument that, oh, heck, that conditioned air is just lost to the house anyway, so what difference does it make?
Another crazy thing is that in the Midwest, we do not have a lot of radiant duct systems. We are forced air duct systems.
Yeah.
Now, radiant, there's a lot of radiant on the East Coast. They use, you know, oil and, you know, they have a radiant system. So you're heating up the surface to then heat up the air. This is different. This is forced air. So we are spending money through DT or consumers to heat up a certain amount of air, and it goes out, and that air is designed to come out the register to heat up the air. So people say, hey, if I have leakage, if it goes in the walls, it's just, you know, I'm spending the money. It's going to my house. No, it's not. The air is, but you're not saving money.
Not where
money.
People are at.
It's not where you're at, because this is a forced air system. It's the design of it. It's the design. So, sealing up a duct system using AeroSeal is like taking three cars off the road and planting three trees. So if we're, as a country, so focused on the environment and so focused about the usage of gas and oil, which everyone knows right now, then this should be top priority for everyone. Because if we're talking about gasoline, well, we just took three cars off the road by doing this. It's the equivalent, because you're saving so much money and you're saving so much on the energy end of things.
And you're more comfortable in your own home or your office, right?
Well, that's the kicker.
It is. It really is.
It really is. And it's amazing that the problems it solved for homeowners, and historically is the one room that they can't get enough heat to, that's on the opposite side, kitty corner, upstairs from the furnace, or they can't cool in the summertime. Once you seal these ducts up, the air gets to where it needs to go.
I can't tell you, time and time again, someone has, after they find us, because it's a educational piece, just like this, unless you don't know what you don't know. And so a lot of people don't know about AeroSeal or the duct system being leaky or it being a problem, at least. Time and time again, someone would be like, I spent $30,000 to replace all my windows. I did insulation, which is great because we do insulation as well, and that does save money. They get their house resided, and they get a new air conditioning, a new furnace, or they oversize the air conditioning furnace. Now they're spending even more for gas and electric. And then they find us. We come in because of the comfort aspect that they were trying to keep their daughter's room or their master or whatnot.
Yeah.
And we come in and we can AeroSeal it for a 1/100th of less of everything they spent.
Oh, absolutely. And you forget new windows.
And
you forget booster fans people put in.
It's a one-time expense.
And they look at us like we're magicians.
We all had a friend who'd retired now. Stan Broyles. He used to have a company called Balance Comfort.
Stan the man. I love Stan.
Stan is an awesome human being. And people have heard him on the show before. He's been on the show many times. But his theory was he hated booster fans, and he would adjust the... what's the word looking for? The flaps.
Dampers.
Dampers, thank you. The dampers to make sure rooms got to us. And he would say, this is all I can do at that point.
Yeah.
I guarantee, now he's been retired since you've done this, but I guarantee you he loves this product.
Yeah, he does. He does.
And he'd be working for Amnesty,
yeah,
actually.
He would be.
If he's out there, you know, go State, Stan, because I know he's a Spartan.
He is. Oh, he's a big Spartan.
Maybe next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve, there's still a lot of skeptics with regard to duct cleaning, and Ken mentioned dust in the opening segment. Will duct cleaning get rid of, will it eliminate dust, minimize it, help it?
You know, the word eliminate is, if we are in our house and you have carpet, you have pets, you have people coming and going, you're on a dirt road, you're not going to eliminate it. Yeah, your skin. You're shedding. You're literally shedding like a snake. You're never going to eliminate it, but we can reduce it. And you want to find the source. So where is the source? If the source is coming from the ductwork, well, you need to get it cleaned. And majority of the time, it's coming from the ductwork. And we pull 30, 35 pounds of dirt and debris out sometimes.
Someone at home, a lot of times it's not hard to go and take that vent off the floor in the living room. And then reach your hand down there gently. Don't make sure. And then
just screws in there, so watch out.
I know. Just look. Or, okay, take a flashlight and look down there. What you see is throughout the house, if not worse. You have some videos on your website that shows you a camera inside of the ductwork as you are cleaning the ductwork. And it looks like sheets of carpeting coming out of that ductwork. Going into your vacuum machine. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show, almost 90% of the people need your service.
I agree. I say 100% of people, minus the people that have radiant heat. Because
I'm including people that already had your aero seal.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I get wrapped up in my own head on how gross this is because I've seen so many different things.
Well, you sanitize. You'd also sanitize.
We go in and we can clean the system, get it down to the bare metal. So when you're turning your furnace or AC on, you're pumping across clean metal and it's coming out clean. And then we can go in and everyone knows with COVID and they know with illnesses that if you've had mold in your house or you have allergies, we can come in and we can use an antimicrobial to really sanitize the duct system to eliminate odors. It's a botanical, so it's not harmful. We don't want to put anything that's harmful out there. And it will cure smells and it will get rid of the mold spores if they're there.
When you're done, when you're completed, what will a homeowner get as far as... a package they get before and afters? What exactly?
So we're talking about duct cleaning, right?
Duct cleaning, yes.
So yeah, duct cleaning end of things. So they're going to get, first off, stand behind it. They're going to get great service from start to finish.
Of course.
They're going to get a home protection guarantee where we're coming in, we're tarping off everything. We're corner guard, so you're not nicking and scratching. Our guys are wearing shoe covers. They're all highly trained.
I've seen them.
Highly trained. But they're going to see before and after pictures. I think that's what you're getting at because a lot of places don't show what they did. And that's a scary thing with duct cleaning. It's not like hiring a painter where you come home and you see, oh, yeah, the wall's gray. Okay, it has drips. Or they missed the second coat.
Yeah.
Duct cleaning is different. You got to see it. Seeing is believing. And we'll take some before and after pictures. You get them emailed to you. You get some referral coupons if you refer us out. And we just want to spread the good word. And that's how we do it, by staying and having great communication with our customers.
Amnesty also does insulation. We're going to have to talk about that a little bit, too. What all can you do for people with regards to insulation?
Well, if they need something insulated, we can do it. We do it all the way from spraying foam around their basement bonds, encapsulating a crawl space. We do a lot of pole barns with spray foam insulation. We do a lot of attics with cellulose or fiberglass. We're not, you know, I have my preference.
You're not afraid of anything, are you?
What I like with cellulose or fiberglass? Heck no, I'm not afraid of anything.
I love it.
Definitely not.
I love it.
Afraid of University of Michigan coming up.
That's twice.
I've come out.
I gotta get my jabs in, I can get them in.
You might as well do it now before Saturday. But you guys have different type of product, and you can also extract contaminated insulation from attics, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of bats out there that get in attics, make it their home. There's a lot of raccoons that love attic space,
squirrels.
Or squirrels, and they they make a mess up in the attic. So we can go, we can suck out the insulation, we remove it off site, we dispose of it for you, and then re-insulate it. And that's a great time when everything is exposed. We can air seal your attic,
there you
which
go.
Is another,
oh,
another
huge,
huge thing to make a house efficient. That's the time to do it because everything's gone. So we'll foam the sill plates or around can lights or any penetrations.
Excellent.
And get it insulated.
And for people who are listening, a lot of people in our listen area can actually get help. A lot of the stuff I talked about earlier about people finding out about what you do, some big companies are starting to find out what you do, and they're starting to reap the benefits of that. We're going to tell people how they might be able to get some help with some of your services when we get back from this break. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys once again, featuring Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. For a free airflow analysis for your home or business, visit Amnesty.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Steve, Ken had mentioned that there are places in the state where homeowners might get help taking advantage of the great services Amnesty provides.
That's right. Well, there's lots of places. Which one are you speaking of specifically?
Really?
Talk about the AeroSeal product and the Consumers Energy help.
Yeah. So we talked about it earlier. AeroSeal is an education piece. A lot of people in the past thought it was sealing up a duct system was through mastic and tape, which is also important because it does help. But it does not help how AeroSeal does. AeroSeal, you get a computer report to show what your leakage was before, what it was after. It's a pressurized the duct system.
Explain that. You put that in a size. Explain that to people. Like beforehand, it's going to be you've measured duct systems with your software that before you do your system, it measures like they have a 4-foot by 4-foot hole in the duct system. That's how much air they're losing.
Yeah, the report, it has a graph to show the sealing process time and CFM loss. So that's cubic feet of air per minute is leaking out of your duct system. So we're going to give you a CFM report to show you how many CFMs were leaking out. I mean, we're talking sometimes in the 800-900 CFM per minute.
That's
on a duct system. So to really kind of dumb it down is if you think of 800 cubes of air getting pushed out in a minute.
Yeah.
That's a lot of air.
800.
Where it doesn't belong.
It doesn't belong.
Right.
And so, you know, real simple, you pay DT or consumers $1 for the gas to heat, you know, your house. And if you're pumping that much air out where it's not supposed to go, or if you're 50% inefficient, so now you paid $1, 50 cents is just going bye-bye.
Do you get a lot of customers after this service is performed that say, oh my God, that room is now comfortable. It's never been comfortable.
Almost all of them.
Yeah.
Almost all of them. Now, sometimes you have some design issues.
Sure.
If you don't even have a vent in there, well, you know, you're not going to be able to do anything about that. But a normal duct system that was designed properly, almost all of them.
See, someone out there might go, you know what? I'm just going to grab some tape and some acid, and I'm going to do it myself.
Buy some damper.
I said, good luck.
Because here's why. Because you can only access, even the ones you can see, you can only access three sides of them.
You can't get the walls. Once the duct works up, you can't get the
walls,
top side of the duct work.
Cold air returns.
You just can't. We go into a lot of sealed systems, which are taped and masticed, and they're still in the 400 to 500 CFM loss, which is
a
lot.
I bet.
And so someone thinks that, oh yeah, my system's sealed up, and it's not. And there's some other, there's some big companies that are really gaining traction with the AeroSeal and understanding the importance of it. And so the energy companies with DT and consumers, they're understanding how much it saves people and how much more it makes the home efficient. So Consumers is running a program right now through the end of the year that they have a rebate, get this, $1,000 they're giving back to someone. If you have Consumers electric and Consumers gas, so you have to have both. If you have those, there's $1,000 opportunity for you to get AeroSeal.
And I got to believe something from DT is going to be coming down the line.
It will.
I was just thinking that too.
This is a newer program, and they want us to see that it works, that people take advantage of it. So we're trying to get the word out there that if you have Consumers for your electric and your gas, it's almost a no-brainer. You want to get this done. You're getting over a 50% discount. To get the service done.
What's the average cost? Mind, do you have an average of the AeroSeal cost?
Call it $2,000.
Okay.
And that's for a single furnace. But, it, you know, I hate to throw out a number because...
I know you do.
It's the comfort and it's the savings. You're going to see a savings back on the back end. You know, if you're not running your AC in the summertime, it's going to take you a lot longer to get your savings. But if you're running your AC and you're obviously heat your house in the wintertime, you're going to have a couple
years
payback.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, because
now if you with this $1,000 rebate, I mean, you're trimming that down. you're going to like a year.
And we've had a lot of your customers, not a lot, we've had a few of your customers on over the years that have had this service done, and that's what they say. And we always say it's more about comfort than savings. People want to be comfortable. They're willing to pay to be comfortable. But why when you don't have to? And to get $1,000 back,
unbelievable.
It really is.
So is there a lifespan to the product?
Oh, AeroSeal is vetted by NASA, and they do have, they say, a 40-year guarantee, but it's all lab tested to go much longer than that.
Yeah.
So we're talking way
so longer. It's a one-time investment.
Investment. You can still clean your ductwork afterwards. It is an insane product that really gets me excited every time I see it too.
So I want to describe something. Imagine a balloon is blown up all the way, and you poke a bunch of holes and it stays blown up, air is going out. You spray a substance in there that seals every one of those holes. You pressurize the ductwork just like that, and then you spray it in there, and it goes all throughout the house and seals every area of leakage inside the ductwork.
So yeah, it doesn't go all throughout the house.
I mean, throughout the duct system.
Okay,
the duct system.
Here.
No, I'm just trying to. I'm trying to let people trying to give them if they can imagine in their head.
Yeah, so
how it works.
So we're going to seal off all the registers. We have the equipment, which is a computerized process. It is going to blow, like you said, blow up the duct system. Not blow it up, but pressurize it.
Pressurize it,
and it's going to find the leakage. So it's pushing air not out the registers. It's pushing air out of the leaks, and we activate our equipment, and it then sends the AeroSeal product. It almost kind of aerosols it, so it's suspended in the air. This is the part that really blows people's mind. It does not coat the entire system. It goes through, it stays suspended until it collides with itself. How is it colliding with itself? It's trying to escape through a hole. So when it tries to escape through the hole, collides with itself, creates a glue, bada boom, bada bing, you have a nice system.
It really is that simple.
It's exciting.
And it doesn't go throughout the house at all.
Commercial buildings, apartments.
Everything. We've done hospitals on the AeroSeal end. A lot of commercial facilities are understanding the importance.
Because, I bet.
You know, they went out and sent teams out. How do we save money? They start with parking lot lights. They start with the fluorescent lights, change them over to LEDs. They start with doors and sealing up
films
different
on
things.
Glass.
The HVAC units. Now they're kind of like, okay, what next? Well, they should have started with AeroSeal first.
You're 100% right. Yeah.
You know, what if somebody thinks they're a candidate and wants an analysis? Can you do that for them?
We do that for everyone. We'll come out and we will visit the site. We'll not sell them. We educate them. So the big difference is we are not selling anything. We are just showing you what the product is, how can it help you, and if you want it, show you what it does.
And you got videos on the website.
Right on the website. You're going to see what the Amnesty process is, what's going to happen when Amnesty comes out, whether it's insulation, whether it's dryer vent cleaning, duct cleaning, AeroSeal, all of the...
Duct armor.
I totally forgot about
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Another great product. People can find out about that on the website as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can just go right on the website and look at all the processes and how we can help you. We're here to help you live more comfortable and save money along the way.
We need 2 hours next time.
There you go.
Once again, for those who are listening, some people just may have come in. If you live in a house and you have a forced air system, you need to get that system cleaned. And eventually, I think everyone out there is going to have it sealed.
Yeah, and let's everybody dedicate themselves to picking up a couple of inexpensive, nice toys and dropping them off at one of the Toys for Tots drop-off spots. Is there a place people can access that?
Or go to a dollar store and spend
website?
$20, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean... Really.
Yeah, that's on here, but it's toysfortot.org, toysfortots.org, or you can drop them off here at the Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning location on Novi Road or the one in Burton on Saginaw Road, correct?
That's right. Let's be part of the solution here. Let's just stop talking about stuff. I hate hearing kids go without.
I like that.
Let's be part of the solution. We all can make a difference.
Steve, thanks for letting us be here today. Real quick, I'll get a Go Blue.
You will never hear that.
No. I was expecting to hear a go green.
The color of the
I was
room.
Expecting to hear a go green. That's all. Ready, hey. Steve? Let's try it again.
Go green.
Go blue. That's all I was
go
trying
white.
To do. All right.
There you go. I heard go white out of you. I didn't
we appreciate
blue.
It. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great game today. Hey, everyone, thank you so much for listening to the Inside Outside Guys featuring Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning only on AM 760 WJR.
Thanks, guys.